أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما صدق الله العظيم. We began the discussion of عباد الرحمن, the servants and slaves of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Today, very briefly, we'll discuss this word, ibad, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses here. Ibad is in its plural form. Its singular is the word abd in Arabic. So we have two words. One is abid and one is abd. Abid, in its general sense, is a person that worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a worshipper of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now, to be an abid of Allah Ta'ala, to be a worshipper of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, is a very great ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala says, At-ta'ibun al-abidun, and wa nahnu lahu abidun in the Quran, praising and encouraging us to become worshippers of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that we engage in the ibadat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But when we look at this word abd, to become a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the word that Allah ta'ala uses here. So we need to become, one, be worshippers of Allah, become abid, become the worshipper of Allah ta'ala, and at the same time we also need to aspire to become the abd, the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama have written that there are some slight differences between the two, and for both to be in our lives will be meritorious, praiseworthy, and then we will gain even greater closeness to Allah Rabbul Izzat. For example, who is an abid? An abid is that person, ulama write, أَيْ يَفْعَلَ مَا يَرْضَاهُ الرَّبُّ, is that person who does what pleases Allah Ta'ala. Whatever pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person engages in. Whatever displeases Allah Ta'ala, the person refrains and he keeps away from. But when we look at the quality of abd, a slave of Allah Ta'ala, then أَيْ يَرْضَى مَا يَفْعَلُهُ الرَّبُّ, what Allah does for him, he is pleased. One is to do what Allah Ta'ala is pleased with, performance of salat, giving our zakat, making tilawat of the Quran Sharif, fasting in the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala is happy with all of that. Allah Ta'ala is pleased. We have to aspire for that. But when we take it one level further, we happy with whatever Allah Ta'ala does for us. In other words, whatever Allah has placed in our taqdeer. Whether the conditions are good, whether the conditions may not be as good, there may be averse, a person is pleased with the decree of Allah Ta'ala. One is, we often say that as far as my taqdeer is concerned, I accept it. But that is one level. Rather than not accepting it, that's a good level. But one is this, that not just merely the acceptance, but being happy with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed from, and that is where we get radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, that the greatest abd, ibad, slaves of Allah ta'ala on the surface of this earth, the greatest group after anbiya alayhim salatu was salam, was that of the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. The radiyallahu, Allah ta'ala was pleased with them for what they did for Allah Ta'ala. وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ, and they were pleased with Allah Ta'ala for whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had done for them. So Allah Ta'ala grant us this, that besides we serving Allah Ta'ala insofar as ibadat is concerned, and we do what pleases Allah Ta'ala, we should be happy with whatever Allah Ta'ala is pleased with for us. And then again, another aspect of that will be insofar as the ahkam, the rules and the laws of Allah Ta'ala, that we are pleased with whatever rules Allah Ta'ala has given. Ulama have written that the abd is that person, he merely knows it is the command of Allah and he fulfills. He doesn't question, he doesn't ask, he doesn't do anything more than that. Then there is another aspect together with the two. The abid He will do whatever he does. Keep away from whatever he has to keep away in an effort, in an endeavor to earn Allah Ta'ala's thawab and at the same time to save himself najat from the azab of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever he does, he knows Allah Ta'ala will reward him. He knows Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is pleased, Allah will reward. And he at the same time knows that by acting on the commandments of Allah, keeping away from the prohibitions, he knows full well that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will save him from the azab and the wrath of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But when we look at a real abd, a real slave of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the real slave of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is that person that does because of Allah's favors upon him. He recognizes the favors of Allah Ta'ala, and there is no human on the surface of this earth who has not been bestowed with some favor of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So they recognize that favors of Allah Ta'ala, so over and above the reward, over and above saving oneself from the punishment of Allah, we measure what Allah has given us. Allah has given us iman. Allah has made us from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has given us functional bodies. Allah Ta'ala has given us families. There is so much that Allah Ta'ala has given. Just that now creates within them an endeavor, an encouragement to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And again, without questioning anything of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's commands, what is the wisdom in it? Why should I have to do it? There is absolutely no such thing. And then we find that the greatest abd was our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the hadith, Sayyidina Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he speaks about the tahajjud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, something that we will speak about as a quality in the verses to come, he says Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood for that long periods of time that his mubarak feet will swell. And then when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked that Allah ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sinless, no Nabi of Allah Ta'ala had committed sins, but over and above that, a guarantee and a warranty from Allah Ta'ala that Allah has forgiven your past, if they were, your future, if they would ever be. Allah Ta'ala has forgiven all those sins. Then why do you exert yourself so much? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's response, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبَدًا شَكُورًا. Should I then not become an appreciative slave, an appreciative servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So from here we also understand that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reason of his ibadat was because he was appreciative to Allah ta'ala for the ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted us, granted him. Now this brings us to another point, and that is the greatest abd, the greatest slave, the greatest servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the discussion, we will measure many of these qualities that Allah ta'ala had spoken about. We will measure it in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and in the light of the deeds and actions and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq, and may Allah ta'ala cause us to do what Allah is pleased with, and may we also be pleased with whatever Allah ta'ala decrees for us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.